Good evening, everybody. I'm just going to ask once again to please hold off on the questions until the very end. Tonight, we're doing Parshas Toldos according to the Kli Yikar. That's chapter 25 in Genesis, verse 19. I just want to remind everybody, this is... He's very poetic. He's an artist. It's like a painting that he picked, that he paints, and it's beyond words. But we're going to do the best we can to describe, to expound, to extrapolate exactly what he's saying, so it's clear to everybody. So this is, again, Genesis chapter 25, verse 19. I'll read it in English first, then I'll translate into Hebrew. And these are the offspring of Isaac, son of Abraham, comma, Abraham begot Isaac. Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham holid es Yitzchak. So what jumps out? First of all, these are the offspring. This is the offspring of Isaac, the son of Avraham. So then it tells me that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. I don't get it. So he starts off right away. Afa pi sha'amar shahay Yitzchak ben Avraham. I'll tell you what he's pointing out. It does say Yitzchak is the son, Ben Avraham. Where earlier on it says, I'm sorry, then later on it says that Avraham holid. Holid is to sire, to seer, to give birth, to begot. Avraham begot Isaac, right? He gave birth to Isaac. But earlier on it says that Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. But there's two words. One is Ben, son of Avraham, and the other one is Avraham gave birth. He caused, as we'll see, he caused Yitzhak's birth. But we'll see in a second what he's talking about. So we'll start off. Apish Amar Shohaya Yitzchak ben Avraham. Even though it said Yitzchak is the son of Avraham, nevertheless, Mekom Mekom, Hutzrach Lomar, still the first part of the verse had to tell me Avraham holid es Yitzchak, that Avraham begot Yitzchak. Why? Why? Why do I need to know that? Lefi Shenemar, if you open up to verse 12, this would be in the same chapter, 25, just as in last week's Parsha. Okay, these are the descendants of Ishmael, Avraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Avraham. So let's go through the verse. It says, Ben Avraham, we're talking about Ishmael. Lefi shenemar b'Yishmael, since it's said regarding Ishmael, he's who? He's the Ben Avraham, he's the son of Avraham, which what? Asher yolda, which begot, which gave birth to whom? Hagar, his mother, the Egyptian. So what do we notice right away? First of all, in our verse that we're dealing with, it was Avraham who gave birth to Yitzhak. But when it comes to Ishmael, it's Hagar, the Egyptian, gave birth to Ishmael. Very strange. Why is there such a major difference between the two characters here of Yitzhak and Ishmael? Hooray, his kirlashin bain etzel Avraham. He's just pointing it out, what we had just described. Behold, it's mentioned the language of son regarding, you know, Yitzhak's relationship to Avraham. Aval hatolada, but, sorry, we're talking about Ishmael, sorry. So when it comes to Ishmael, he's a ben in regard to Avraham. But when it comes to the tolada, to the giving birth, it's tolaba Hagar. Somehow it's dependent on Hagar. Hutzrach lomar kan shetoar habein v'hotolada hakol midyaches achar Avraham. So what we're required to say, what we need to say here, is the description of ben, I'm talking about our verse now, about Yitzhak, the ben part, the son of, as well as that which gave birth, everything relates after Avraham. Why is that? First of all, kibaloshin ivri, when we understand the language, the Hebrew language and how it works, there's a difference, there's a clear difference. Yesh chiluk, bein lashon bein, lelashon tolada. They are two different words. One is bein, son of, and the other one is gave birth to. Okay, hold on, I have to sneeze. Kiloshen bein ye amar lefamim af belo tolada. The truth of the matter is, even the language of bein, son of, has been said, it should be said several times throughout the Torah without necessarily being the natural birthing parent, meaning neither the father nor mother biologically. Ki ha-talmidim kroim bonim af api shelo yolodo mamish. Because students, people who learn from somebody makes themselves, this person is a mentor, so that person is considered a son compared to the mentor, in relation to the mentor. For students are called children, even though they were not birthed or biologically offspring. Kamo, there's a few different examples here. Vahila Labain, by Moshe. If you look in Exodus chapter 2, verse 10, it says that Batya took him, meaning Moshe, as a son. And also by Esther, it says, Vatihi lo labat, or Yikach lo labat. Mordechai took her as a daughter. Sure, she was an orphan. Her parents had died. And Avram is also called Avram Nikra. If you look in chapter 19, verse 5 in Genesis, he's called Av Hamon Goyim. He's the father of a multitude of nations. And he's called the father, Af Al Pi Shelo Yulodom, even if he didn't give birth to them. V'chein yesh hevdel bein hamlamdo u'bein hamolido, mamish. There's also a difference, a clear difference between somebody who was taught, he taught him, and someone who he gave birth to. In actuality, there's a big difference. Kimasha de mikabel teva milamdo. And what is the difference? Just like when a man, he accepts the nature of his teacher from the person he learns from. Zebimikro velo be'etzem. So he's learning it, he's absorbing it, but it's not really his essence. He accepted it, and he's living that lifestyle, that which he learned, he put into practice. And those circumstances that he learned can certainly be changed quite easily based on the person receiving it. There's all different types of students. You can ask them, maybe they all heard different things and they put into practice what they heard. But they're all practicing what they think they heard. But either way, it can be changed based on the person on the receiving end. But when it comes to what a person accepts naturally through his DNA, through his birthing parent, Zobetzim, that is who he is, it's going to be very hard to change, as he will now describe so poetically. Lo yishtane imyunakach altivo. It will not change if he leaves it alone exactly as he received it naturally. Imlo mitzad rov charitzut v'hishtadlut v'heregel. If he's not acting in any way to uproot it, to try to make any effect, right? And he becomes accustomed, yochalavoli de tevasheni. And whereas he brings on new habits, only if he brings on new habits is he able to change that nature into what we call second nature, where then he'll do it, let's say, not subconsciously, but less consciously. Once he adopts it on a more constant or habitual manner. That's all if he just leaves it alone. Avoteva melamdo, but going back to the type of nature that one learns, that can be yishtane benakel, that can be changed easier, I'm using the word easier, in relation to that which you have received from your biological parents. That's more difficult to change. There's more challenges involved in trying to change that kind of behavior. Whereas learned behavior can be unlearned, so to speak. Lechach Amar Moshe, that's why we see Moshe himself saying in Numbers 11, verse 12, he says, Hanochi Herisi Eis Kol Ha'am Hazeh, am I the one who carried or conceived this people? Imanochi Yalitihu, am I the one who gave birth to them? Even, remember, he was a teacher, and the Jewish people were acting, let's say, not so perfect, and God had some complaints. So Yomar, Afa Pishem Tamidai, his response to God is basically, yeah, even though they're my students, the Tamidim Kroim Banim, and it's true that students are called sons, Mekom Mekom Harelo Yelidatim Mamash, but you know, I was not the one who gave birth to them in actuality. I'm guilty. I'm the cause that their actions went then changed from good to bad. And whatever they scheme up, hey, God, it's not for me. It's not for my DNA. Lo mimeni yotza hadavar. It's not for me that this matter came forth. Im kein lamaze totil kol hatorah chazalai ki ilu ashmatam tlui bi. If that's the case, why is this being placed, all these troubles, on me as if I'm guilty and everything is dependent on me and what I did? Uma shenemar. And furthermore, if you look over in, again, in Shmos, in Bamidbar, in Numbers, number 3, chapter 3, verse 1, Eila Todos Aaron V'Moshe, where it describes these are the offspring, or sons of, Aaron and Moshe, but it's only referring to Nadav V'Avihu, which are Aaron's sons. So you may say, Todah, that means also the birthing. The truth is like this: Nadav Avihu, it was certainly referring to Nadav and Avihu, which are Aaron's sons, who tzrach lahazkir lashon toladah mishum Aaron shehizkir. The reason toladah was used because Aaron was mentioned, not on account of Moshe. So that just clarifies that question if you would have brought that up. Lefichach Yishmael lo nikra ki'im ben Avraham. That's why when it comes to Yishmael, he is only called a ben when it comes to Avraham. Kilo kibel tivo zulat ma shalimdo Avraham masavatovim. Because he did not receive anything natural, meaning the DNA, so to speak, the character traits that would normally be inherited, except for what Avraham taught him through his good actions. V'zehaya eslo b'mikra v'nishtane. And that just happened to him circumstantially, and that could be easily changed, which obviously was. Haray l'sof yotzeh l'tarbus ra. Because we know that in the end, not the very end of his life, but towards the beginning of his life, that he would eventually go out to do what they call tarbus ra, very negative behaviors and actions. L'fikach tola daba hagar. That's why when it comes to the birthing, so to speak, tolada, that was all dependent on Hagar. Kiki bel teva Hagar hemitzrit, because that's where he received the natural tendencies that he received from his birthing mother, Hagar, which the verse so clearly describes. And what is it about a Mitzri, an Egyptian? V'mitzrim shtufei zima. What they are is, let me translate this, that Mitzrim are licentious. They're very promiscuous, sexual. Al kein hayagam hu mitzachek begiloy arayis. Therefore, this person, Yishmael, went out and he gamed with illicit sexual relations. Lo nishtana kikibel teva be'etzem. And that was not easily changed because that's what he received naturally from his mother's side. Al kein tolem ha-mikra bi-Avraham. Therefore, all the things that he learned, the mikra, but just because of the circumstances that he learned through Abraham. Va'etzem b'Hagar, but the essence, the real true who sense of who he was, that was from Hagar. Ava Yitzhak, on the other hand, however, Yitzhak kibel teva Avraham. He received the nature of Avraham. V'lomod gam masav. Well, not just that, but he also learned from Avraham's good actions. Av kein tola hakob Avraham. That's why both languages are used when referring to his relationship with Avraham, meaning both, as our verse says, ben Avraham, hein lashon ben, hein lashon tolada, also holid, holida. V'al kein lo yacha Yishmael. However, that was not the case by Yishmael. Shahayim mitzachech b'gilei arayis gam hi'onar, that he was gaming with illicit sexual relations, even while he was young in his youth. Ki kakoru hakatuv, at the verse, he says, just like it's written in the verse, if you look at the verse 21, chapter 20, 21, verse 12, Avraham was distressed over the behavior of the youth. So we see that he was already acting up. V'higid lanu akatu b'Yitzhak, shekibel teva avi mikol v'kol. And what does our verse reveal to us regarding Yitzhak? It tells us directly that he received the nature of his father entirely, both naturally, as we'll call it, nurtured and nature, natured and nurtured, both the natural course as well as the nurtured course. Hayagaru gadur mi'arayos kokach. He kept himself pure from illicit sexual relationships. He kept himself guarded. Ad shikabash mi'ano. So much so that he even conquered his wellspring. We're talking about his sexual organs and his sexual lusts. Lo nosa isha ad hayota ben arboim shana. Yitzhak did not get married until he was 40 years old. Ki himtinat shiyimtza es rivcha bazugo. And he waited, until he found his soulmate, Rivka. Lo rota lehitchatein im knanim. He certainly did not want to get married with any of the local gals, any of the Canaanites. Sheyushu hizima min chama vihem. Well, who are the Canaanites? They're from Cham. Noach had three sons. Cham was one of them. So they, the Egyptians and the Canaanim, all received, they all come from Cham. They received or inherited the polluted, the zima, the character trait of sexual impurities from Cham, their father. What do we know about Cham? Sharba'u l'Noach Aviv. He did a disgusting act to Noach, his father, whether it was to sodomize or castrate, there's a machlokas. Al kein hutzrach leham tin arbaim shana. That's why we see that Yitzhak waited. He needed to wait till he was 40 years old. Kibli safek. For there was no doubt about this. Ben yochid kemos ayu lo koftim rabim. That the girls were fighting over him. He was a unique kind of guy who was already 40 years old and not married and pure and righteous and probably handsome, and the girls wanted him. Ve'ech yashav lo ishas man rav kazeh. The big question is, how was he able to dwell, how was he able to live with himself without a woman for such a great long amount of time? Elavadai minatam shehiz karnu, certainly for the reasons we mentioned above, that he took on the traits of Avraham and he was guarded. Kadesh lo yimtza hama'arer makom l'chalok v'lomar. Now, in order that these people who might claim, we'll call them our detractors, people who make fun of the Torah and the Word of God, and they come and they'll complain. And they'll come and say, yeah, right. Im Yitzhak nolod kachak b'kdusha v'tahara. If Yitzhak was born with so much holiness and purity, im kem lama yotzi mena Esav. How is it that Esav, we all know the character of Esav wasn't much different than Ishmael, but he was a pretty bad character. If Esav comes out from Yitzhak, Shayetzad Nashim Tachas Baalehem, what kind of acts did Esav do? He would entice, he would seduce, he would capture, perhaps even rape women who were married right in front of their husbands. Vadaim Avimelech Nit Abrasara. So this is what they would say. They would say, this guy Yitzhak, he's not Avraham's son at all. In fact, right, just before we got into this Porsche, that Sarah was secluded with Avimelech. So, that's where she must have gotten pregnant, is what they're saying. Al kenimshach ben echad acher tiva shel Sarah v'sheni acher teva Avimelech. So when you saw Esav and Jacob, and people were looking at Avram's grandsons, they're thinking, Avram's not the father at all. You know what happened? Avimelech is really the grandfather. And one of them are following the nature of Sarah, and the other one is following the nature of Avimelech. Kimi tamzamru chazal. That's why it says in Bava Metzia 87, side A. Shayatzar kalaster panav doimili Avraham. That God made a miracle and he made Yitzhak's face appear exactly like a twin. He made it look exactly like the face of Avraham. Hine lefi darkenu. This explains according to what we've already said. Kedei lahasir hu horzeh amar katuv. In order to remove these thoughts, these mistaken thoughts from these people that might come to complain, our detractors, by saying the pasuk says, right? Ready for this? This is in... Oh, I don't have the verse in front of me. We're talking about like the history here. Bekach to'es Rivka, Yitzhak took Rivka, bas besuel ha'arami, mipadan aram, achos levana arami. We're going to take a little bit of a liberty. He's going to take a little bit of liberty to explain these words. Maybe in the next paragraph. Okay, first of all, robanim acher achei ha'em. In the Gemara, it says most sons follow the character traits of their mother's brother, meaning their uncle and their maternal uncle. Al kenkibel echad min abanim teva shel Lavan, tzayad haramai. Lavan was a scheming hunter. So that verse just explains at least how you can answer up these people that want to say that it's not from Avram, but rather Avimelech. We say, no, it came from Rivka's side in terms of Esav. Now, Lefum Rahata Nira. At a quick glance, it seems, Shalachach Hizkir Shaloshtan, that it mentions all three of them. We're talking about the verse we just mentioned, okay, that he took Rivka, the daughter of Besuel, the Aramean, from a place called Padan Aram, the sister of Lavan, the Aramean. So why did it mention these three people? Letareitz, or these three concepts. Okay, it says, and we're going to discuss it right now. All right, we had... Letaretz amashim metzino shloshim midos pechutot shube Esav. To answer up what we find regarding three very very inferior and lowly character traits that we find by Esav. Me'ayin mekoram, what is their source? Kimash hayat sad noshim tachas ba'aleihem. From the very fact that he would entice and seduce and perhaps even rape women in front of their husbands. Yorash min Besuel. Remember we talked in the verse that Rivka is the daughter of Besuel. The word Besuel, first of all, he's the Avi Imo. He is the father of Rivka. Or in this case, Shehaya of Esau. Shahaya Boel, kol b'sulos tachila. Trick on the word b'suel, that he would be intimate with all of the virgins. Betul, betula is a virgin, that he would be with them first, just like the ways of generals in the past, and Romans, and those unsavory guys. And this is brought down in the Medrash. V'chem b'hiskuni, also in the Skuni, also brings this Medrash. Uma Shamar, and when Esav says to Jacob, when he's really hungry and he wants to eat right now, and he's willing to sell his birthright. He says, "Holy teini no, pour into me quickly now." So hayamin ha'oichlim shotim chazim, that he was amongst those gluttonous people who ate and drank in a overbearing way. This character trait was inherited from the aspect, from the side of his family, of his mother's side, who came from a place called Padan Aram. Okay, k'damasik b'reishis rabba parshas lech lecha. It says over there, Avraham didn't want really any place of this, any part of this place. So it says over there, b'shash hay Avraham mahalech ba'aram naharayim. When at the time when Avraham traversed the area called Aram Naharayim and Aram Nahor, Lomar, he saw that they were eating and drinking gluttonously, and he said, Al yihi chelki be'eretz hazois, I don't really want any part of this place because of the people. And also, you got to realize, Esav was also a trickster. Merames Aviv, he would trick his father. How? He tricked his father. He used to ask his father, how do you tithe salt? Or how do you tithe hay? Things that don't require tithing at all. But he certainly made himself look as righteous as possible. Yorish min Lavan Arami, he inherited that from his uncle Lavan. Shahaya Nevel V'Ramai, he was such a lowlife, kidnoda, as we well know. Okay, we're going to go just a little bit further. Avraham, holy, that's Yitzhak. So we already said, Avraham is the one who, I'm going to just open the verse. Do I have it open here? Yeah. Here we are. Avraham begot Isaac. Holy, Lashon Hifil. It's causative. It's Avraham caused the birth of Yitzhak. Afa pisha lashon meduktak, even though the language is very exacting, ki hazachar molid es hanakeva, because it's the male that causes whether or not you're going to have a male or a female. In this case, whether it's a female or not. Mekom kavar metzina lashon yolad gam scharim. Well, we still find the word Yolad also by Bescharim, by males as well. Kamo, like it says in Genesis 10, verse 15, Canaan begot Zidon. And so many places in Parshas Noach, you see this male begot this male begot that male. V'chein Rabim, the Parshas Noach. So Lama Ketav Kan, holy. We want to know why here the language holy as in causative. Ella Shirotza Lomar, it wants to teach us Sha'avram Garam Li Yitzhak Shayulo Banim Bezerah. It was Avraham that was the cause, or the one that caused for Yitzhak to have many sons and much progeny. Not just Yitzhak, but we're talking about his future progeny being the 12 tribes and all the rest of the Jewish people. Lefishin Amar, as we see in the verses that deal with Yitzhak praying, remember Rivka was barren. It says, "V'yatar Yitzhak LaHashem." Isaac prayed or entreated to Hashem, and then it says, "V'yatar Lo Hashem." Hashem allowed himself to be entreated, but it says, "V'yatar Lo by him." Hashem allowed himself to be entreated by him. Mashma Lo V'lo La. That infers that his prayers were answered and God heard his prayers. You cannot compare the prayers, of a righteous person who is the son of a righteous person as opposed to the prayers of a person who may be righteous but their parents are not. According to this, Mitzad Hayos Yitzhak ben Letzadik Avraham, from this aspect that Yitzhak was the son, a righteous son of a righteous person such as Avraham, Al Ken Amad Lo Schuta Shel Avraham. Therefore, he was standing on, or was established for him, and it was the merit of Avraham Sheshama Hashem Tefilato, because of Abraham that God heard his prayer. So we see when it says that it was Abraham that caused the birth of Yitzhak, even the word holid means progeny, and the fruits thereof, we're talking about all the fruits that came down through Yitzhak, came on account of, or in the merit of, Abraham the Tzaddik, because a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, the son of a righteous person, his prayers would be answered more easily than someone else. And Fiz says, Shapir Kamar. And according to this, it certainly works out well. We say, Abraham, holy as Yitzhak, that it was Abraham that caused the birth of Yitzhak, Avram Garam, She Yitzhak, holy Zera. That Avram was the one that caused that Yitzhak should foreseed. V'dayin lo perish, Ech Avraham Hagorim. Yet it was still not explained how exactly Avraham was able to cause this. Leficha perish adavar b'amru. That's why the next few verses describe this prayer. V'yeter Yitzhak laHashem lenochach ishto, that Yitzhak prayed to Hashem in the presence or opposite of his wife. Why did you have to mention that? Ki mimenu lochach raya al mamar. Because he was able to take as proof on what it was said, that Abraham is the one that caused Yitzhak to have and produce seed. And since Yitzhak knew that, he prayed very hard. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. And for those that are listening to this, I hope I could have mentioned this in the beginning. To the right of the link for the audio are and should be source sheets. Enjoy. Call to Shabbat Shalom. Okay, any questions?